TMP. Zoom in, get a good look. Yeah, it's me. Know where the fuck I'm from?
We don't play.
Yo. I'm reppin' LG and I'm the next great heavyweight. About to be the champ, nigga, every weight never safe. Level of potential, damn near out of space. About to skip the nigga who next, and I bet he wait. Ready for whatever, I'm coming fully equipped. About to show him how to spit, drop me a few hits. I think big, I just extended the clip. Yeah, we might party, but we will get on some bullshit. I thought I told you buffoons to stay tuned. I know I kept saying soon, they say I'm a late bloom. Gave it a little gas, I got him smelling the fumes. Blew past, now your career in the rear like views. First thing you learn soon as you step out the womb is rep your hood until you go to the tomb. Gotta tidy up the game, suggesting you make room, cause I'm about to make a clean sweep like a broom. I know you wonder why he acting like that. How my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off. Honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. Yeah. You should never bite the hands that feed you. And I don't know who running that feast, but I wanna eat too. I came through, stole the shine like a thief do. Now the honeys wanna lock me down like police do. Why your face all in my book? Oh, you can read too. Crowd in my space, fake friends so see-through. My man Mano told me how I should greet you. First I say hi, wave bye, then delete you. You not impressed, but I promise you'll be amazed. With the bins, with the rims, a year over legal age. It's Avatar Blue and they finding it kinda strange that when the sun shines, every time it moves, the color change. It's Baker, and I've been on the steady grind. BK all day, Empire State of Mind. I hope you reppin' yours just like I be reppin' mine. Having trouble understanding, rewind it a few times. I know you wonder why he acting like that. How my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off. Honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I don't give a fuck if I've been gone for a while. It's like I did a bid right after I blew trial. I kill haters, dump the bodies in the pile. And my only two weapons is a high and a smile. Was given a few chances, made it all good. Across big bodies of water, repping my hood. Real niggas show love just like I knew that they would. And the ones who said I couldn't do it, wishing that they could. They wanna get me out the game cause they mad. Trying to say I'm taking performance enhancers for the swag. I laugh while I'm shopping for body bags. But I think it's kinda sad, a few toes need tags. I got riches now, came about the rags. My life's so fab, I just throw it in the bag. They kicked me when I was down, even throwing a few jabs. If you didn't fuck with me, bet now you're wishing you had. I know you wonder why he acting like that. How my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off. Honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn.
What's going on, guys? How we doing? Welcome to a brand new installment of Pre-Game Radio. Of course, it's Spoken Word Night. It's Friday, January 25th, 2013. How y'all doing? Obama got re-inaugurated. Beyonce lip-syncing. The Brooklyn was definitely heavy over there, though. Brooklyn was definitely heavy over in D.C. So shout out to Brooklyn Tabernacle for doing their thing over there. All right, 347-857-4302. Of course, I got a great show for y'all. We got, spoken words. We got poets from all over calling in, getting y'all out there working. We going real hard body. You know, last time, you know, I only let them go for about 5 minutes. This time, let them go for 10. I'm giving like a whole comedian set. they're not comedians, but that's just the closest reference that popped up to memory or whatnot. But, hit me up, and there's still slots open. So if you want to get to read on tomorrow, holla at me. Like what you hear tonight, holla at me. 347-857-4302. And, we'll get to the throwbacks. Right now, how we do. Be right back.
Oh, yeah. Round, round, round we go. I get around. Still clown with the underground when we come around. Stronger than ever. Back to get wrecked. All respect to those who break their neck to keep their hopes in check. Cause no bake sweater, brother, majorly. And I don't know why your girl keeps paging me to tell me that she needs me. Cries when she leaves me. And every time she sees me, she squeeze me. Ladies, take it easy. Hate to sound sleazy, but tease me. I don't want it if it's that easy. Hey, yo, bust it. Baby, got a problem saying bye-bye. Just another hazard of a fly guy.
Now you can tell from my everyday fits, I ain't rich, so cease and desist with them tricks. I'm just another black man caught up in the mix. Trying to make a dollar out of 15
a dime
cents. Just cause I'm a freak don't mean that we can hit the sheets. Baby, I can see that you don't recognize me. I'm Shock G, the one who put the satin on your panties. Never knew a hooker that could share me. I get
what's up, love? How you doing? All
right.
Well, I've been hanging, singing, trying to do my thing. Oh, you heard that I was banging your home girl you went to school with. That's cool, but did she tell you about her sister and your cousin thought I wasn't? See, weekends was made for Michelin, but it's a Monday, my day, so just let me hit it, yo. And don't mistake my statement for a clown. We can keep it on the down low, long as you know that I get around.
Round and round, round and round, round and round, don't stop for hoes. I get around. In the hips, cause I'm watching conversations on the phone to the break of dawn. Now we all alone, while the lights on, turn them off, time to set it off. Get your wet and soft, something's on your mind, let it off. You don't know me, you just met me, you won't let me. Well, if I couldn't have me, why you sweat me? It's a lot of real G's doing time, cause the goofy bit the truth and told a lie. You picked the wrong guy, baby, if you're too fly, you need to hit the door, search for a new guy. Cause I only got one night in town, break out. Baby doll, are you down? I get around.
Ready for war, Joe, how you wanna blow they spot? I know these dirty cops that'll get us in if we murder some wop. Hop in your Hummer, the Punisher's ready. Meet me and Beatles with noodles, we'll do the zoo while he's slurping spaghetti. Everybody kiss the fucking floor, Joe, we crack, fuck them all. If they move, noodle, shoot that fucking whore. Dead in the middle of little, did we know that every riddle's a middleman who didn't do diddly. It'll be a cold day and how the day I'm taking out. Make no mistake, for real, I wouldn't hesitate to kill. I'm still a problem that you love to hate. Catch you at your mother's weight, smack you then I whack rock you with my stuff, create. I rub your face off the earth and curse your family, children like Amityville, until the nerves in your cavity filling. Insanity's building a pavilion in my civilian. It can't be the energy that humanity's feeling. I'm villain without remorse, who's willing to out the boss forever and take all the cheddar like child support. I support one in anything he does, anything he loves. My brother from another mother, sent for the above. A dark nigga just like me, one of the best might be. Even better, leaving niggas kneeling on their right knees. Like me, couldn't paint a better picture. You small change, I'm blowing out your brains, getting richer. Hit you with the Mac, smack a bitch, nigga, what? You get stuck, my bigger figures, it's a yes or fuck. Trust you, cruising in the land, pumping cash rules. Last through the one, caught a 100, trying to pass through. That's true, so who the next to get it? He has the best that did it. Get it off your chest, get admitted. And it's here, yeah, and you don't stop. 20 shot clock with the cop, killer, thriller to the top. Yeah, and you don't stop. So he cracks the rock, and Big Pun keeps the gun cocked. Yeah, and you don't stop. We'll make it hot, nigga, what? Bring it up on your whole spot. Yeah, and you don't stop. It's your 187 on an undercover guy. Fuck the police, I squeeze first, make him knee jerk. Take him feet first, through the morgue, then launch him in the key first. The streets curse, the First Amendment, culturally biased. The false suppliers with rights tonight, I hold my rosary tight as I can. I'm one man against the world, just me and my girl, Black Pearl. I seen her, my scene, but keeps it real, you know the deal. We steal from the rich and keep it peeping, it's no secret. Watch me and Joe go back and forth and freak. Creep with me, as I cruise in my Beamer. All the kids in the ghetto call me Don Cartagena, kicking ass as I blast off heat. And you never see me talk to police, so you should know that I really don't care. Pull you by the hair, slit your throat, and I leave you right there. So beware, it's red, that niggas want beef. Big punk speak, and let these motherfuckers know how we run the streets. Fuck peace, I run the streets deep, but no compassion. Puerto Ricans known for slashing, catching niggas while they sleeping, no relaxing. Keep your eyes open, sharp reflexes. Three Texas in the Jeep Lexus, just in case police testers. Street professors, several squad, ghetto scholars. Will eclipse mark, affliction for regard when the metal hollers. Better acknowledge y'all get knocked down until I'm locked and shot down. Had to be, couldn't make me put my clock down. We locked down, fake rounds in the chamber. Boogie down, major like nine. I bust mine every time, plus I'm the crime boss of New York, where we taught to walk the walk. All my niggas carry chalk and stalk. I pray like a predator. Whoever want it, go and get it, set it, baby, and I'ma bury ya. So remember the squad that I'm repping. I'm full of clip of my weapon and punish niggas till it's Armageddon. Yeah, and you don't stop. 20 shot clock with the cop killers fill up to the top. Yeah, and you don't stop. So we crack the rock and Big Pun keeps the gun cocked. Yeah, and you don't stop. We'll make it hot, nigga. Why bring it up on your whole spot? Yeah, and you don't stop. It's still 187 on an undercover guy. Yeah, and you don't stop. 20 shot clock with the cop killers fill up to the top. Yeah, and you don't stop. So we crack the rock and Big Pun keeps the gun cocked. Yeah, and you don't stop. We'll make it hot, nigga. Why bring it up on your whole spot? Yeah.
Yeah, what's going down, y'all? Pre-game radio. Y'all already know what it is. 347-857-4302. Like I said, we got spoken word going down in about 17 minutes. All right, that's when our first word say is coming through. So definitely you want to be on the lookout. And, you know what's going down. Know who's spitting what. You know, call up 347-857-4302. Hit me on Twitter at Brooklyn Black, pregame underscore radio. You know, let me know if you're feeling who's on or whatnot, and we definitely get everything going. All right, we definitely got some more spoken word stuff to hit y'all with, but I got another throwback, and we'll be right back. It's pregame radio.
Yeah, come experience life as we know it, as some of you should know it. Yeah, yeah. Place, Marcy, Brooklyn. Action. Well, y'all know the action. I got the shorty on my block, always clocking my rocks. He likes the style of profile, I think he won the mock. He likes the way I walk, he see my money talking. The honey talking, I'm the hottest nigga in New York. And I see his hunger pains, I know his blood boils. He wanna run with me, I know this kid'll be loyal. I watch them make a few wins, the cop his little sneakers and gear. Then it's just enough for re-up again. I see myself in his eyes, I move from Levi's to guest of Versace. Now it's diamonds like Liberace. That's just a natural cycle, nobody wanna be like Michael where I'm from. Just them niggas who bounce from a gun. We out here trying to make our white into cold green. I could help shorty blow out like Afro Sheen. Plus I could relive my days in view, but just gone. That little nigga's peak, it's time to put him on.
And hold my own weight up in my ground.
Got to lock it down and when they rush,
it's in my ground.
It's time to come on.
Stick up my chest and make some loot.
Got to lock it down and when they rush,
it's in my own.
I'm out here slinging, bringing the drama. Trying to come up in the game and add a couple of dollar signs to my name. I'm out here serving, disturbing the peace. Life could be better like my man reclined in plush leather seats. And selling weight, I'm selling eight, bull 16. Trying to graduate to push the quarters, y'all. I ain't gonna sweat him, I'ma let him come to me. If he give me the nod, then these niggas don't see. I'm tired of vegan out here round the clock and breaking dates and chasing crackers up the block for my pay. I'm staying fresh, so chickens check. I'm trying to step up to the next level, pushing vets through the jets. Diamonds reflect from the sun directly in your equilibrium. It's stunned, I'm waiting for my day to come. I got the urge to splurge. I don't want a lifetime sentence, just give me the word.
It's time to come on.
Can't hold my own weight up in my crown.
Got to lock it down and when they rush,
in my crown.
It's time to come on.
And stick up my chest and make some loot.
Got to lock it down and when they rush,
in on my own.
Hey fella, I've been watching you clocking.
Who me holding down this block? It ain't nothing. You the man, nigga. Now stop fronting.
I like your style.
Nah, I like your style.
Let's drive around a while.
Cool, nigga.
Here's a thot.
A G, I ride with you for free. I want the long term riches and bitches.
Listen to me. You let them other niggas get the name, skip the fame. 10th hour, 100 G. Keep your shit the same.
On the low.
Yeah, the only way to blow. You let your shit bubble quietly.
And then you blow.
Hey, keep it cool. The only way to people fool is let them show his hands and you play your card.
Then he's due dealing, I understand.
Don't blow your dough on hotties.
The only thing I got in this world is my word and my nuts. It won't break up for nobody.
I like your resume. Pick a day. You can start.
From now until death, do what's fun,
nigga.
It's
time to come on.
And hold my own weight up in my crown.
Got to lock it down and when they rush,
till I drown.
It's time to come on.
And stick up my chest and make some loot.
Got to lock it down and when they rush,
till I drown.
It's time to come on.
And hold my own weight up in my crown.
Got to lock it down and when they rush,
till I drown.
It's time to come on.
And stick up my chest and make some loot.
Got to lock it down and when they rush,
till I drown. It's time to come on.
Yeah, it's pre-game ready. I already know what it is. And New York City, it is snowing, yo. It is starting to come down. We are getting crop dusted with the snow. So please dress warm. Make sure you got your boots. Be careful out there. If you're driving, be careful. So if you are partying, tonight's definitely the night to get a designated driver or, you know, take a cab. You know, don't even drink a driver any night, but if you're going out tonight and you drove to the spot, get a designated driver, man. All right, 347-857-4302. Here's four scores. Right now, the Celtics are trailing the Atlanta Hawks, 113-107 in second overtime. So, you know, they was going definitely going ham. Got about 2 minutes, 30 seconds left. Look like Atlanta may pull this one out, ladies and gentlemen. Korver is leading the way with 27 points, Smith with 14 rebounds, and Teague has 7 assists, and on Boston, Garnett has 24 points. There's 2 top of 10 rebounds, and Rondo's leading the way in assists with 10. And also, Brooklyn Nets game just ended, lost to the Memphis Grizzlies, score 101-77. Ouch. leading the way, Marcus Gasol, 20 points. Two players had 9 rebounds, and Bayless with 8 assists. And for Brooklyn, Lopez led the way with 18 points, Evans with 10 rebounds, and Devin Williams with 6 assists. All right, Spurs, Mavericks are in action, as well as the Thunder and the Kings. But there's nothing that. We still got spoken word going down. 347-857-4302. All right, pregame radio, bundle up. We'll be right back.
kinky hair goes to unthought of dimension. Why is it so fly? Cause hip hop kept some drama. Wet butterfly, rock the light, which way famous? What by the cut? We push it off the corner. How was the buzz the entire hip hop era? What's fresh in fact since we started saying Audi? Cause funk's made fat from right beneath my hood. The poober of the styles like Miles and shit. Like 60 funky worms with waves and perms. Just sending junky rhythms right down your block. We beat to rap, what key beat to lock, but I'm cool like that. 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 I'm cool. I'm cool.
We be the chocolate taps in my rap. She innovates after we the cat nap. He at the funk club with the vibrate. Them they be crazy down with the five mate. It can kick a plan than a crowd burst. Me, I be digging it with the bugs first. Us, we be freaking till dawn, peace and eye. So I say hi. Who understood? Yeah, understood the plan. Him heard of it and put it to his hand. What I just flip, let border get loose. How to consume all the beaches like you. If it's the shit, we'll lift it off the plastic. The bass will go spastic. Hip hop plays a classic. Pimp play a shot, it don't matter. I'm fatter, ask butter how I zone.
Man, Cleopatra Jones.
And I'm chill like that. 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 I'm chill like that.
Seven and a crescent. Us cause a buzz when a nickel bags a dope. Him, that's my man with the asteroid belt. They catch a fizz from the Mr. Doodle Bass. He rocks the teeth from the Crooklyn 9-8. The reverbs are slick like my gangster stroll. The lyrics just like me coming stats and rolls. You used to find the bug in a box of babes. Now he boogies up your stage, plats, twists the braids. And I'm peace like that. 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 Just get out, man. I groove like that. I'm smooth like that. I jive like that. I roll like that.
Yeah, I'm thick like that. I stack like that. I'm down like that. I'm black like that.
Yo, I funk like that. I'm fat like that. I'm in like that because I swing like that. We jazz like that. We freak like that. We zoom like that. We out. We out. We out.
Not enough I can say about this cat, so I'ma just introduce him. Ladies and gentlemen, from Chocolate City, Washington, D.C., give it up for my man, my brother, Dave Chappelle.
Thank you. Thank you all. I'm having an artistic dilemma. I have two poems. One poem is older, and one poem I just wrote backstage. Which one would you like to hear? Wait. How many for the old one? How many for the new one? All right, so remember, if it sucks, you ask for it. One night at 3 a.m., I went to the corner store. I forgot why. Oh, that's right, I wanted a bite. I had the munchies because I was high. The store is owned by Mr. Phone, and every day he sees me, he does me wrong. He's Korean. Now, I'd never say I hate all Korean people. I haven't met all Korean people. That hate talks for savages. But even though I don't generalize, I do percentages and averages. So far, I hate 1 out of 5 Korean people I've met face to face. So I come in the store. Hello, Mr. Fong, I say. And he just scowls at me and growls at me. Buy something. Hurry up. Now look, I'm not stealing in the least. But if you're shopping and you know someone's watching your shop, that shit'll make you look like a thief. Mr. Fong said, hey, I've been watching you since you came in the door. Buy something now or get out of my store. Now, I couldn't take it anymore. Hey, hey, I said, raising my hand, get your fingers out of my face, China man. Mr. Fong said, hey, hey, what make you think I'm Chinese? You must not know what you're saying. You made a mistake, Brackman. Mr. Fong is Korean. Now, I was wrong. I was wrong. I said, Mr. Fong, I'm sorry to offend by mistaking your race. But you got to admit, if it was a Chinese lookalike contest, your ass would place. You're a dead ringer for a Chinese. But don't be mad at me. I didn't mean to offend you in the least. You know, some people say all black people look alike. We call those people police. Thank you. Thank you.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in 4 parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Mendel Rivers to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nubs. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner. The revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on reports from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he had been saving for just the right occasion. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so goddamn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally screwed Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry Arm Women Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Keyes, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, or Engelbert Humperdinck. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised. Will not be televised. Not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
pregame radio. Gil Scott Heron, Revolution will not be televised. Hey, what's good, son? Ab, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
What's good?
My phone, y'all. I think I done went through another phone, son.
Oh, boy. But you ready to fuck the word, though, right?
Is doing that rebooting thing. I ain't spilled nothing on it. They just not making phones that could withstand all the energy that I radiate.
I guess so. You ready for spoken word, though?
Definitely.
All right, let's get into it. Our first start is last 4 digits, 5491. You're live on the air. Let the people know who you are, where you're calling from.
Hello?
5491, you're live on the air.
Oh, hey. My name is Janice. My name is Janice. I'm calling from Rockland County. Rockland County. And I am doing some spoken words tonight for you,
okay.
For you all. Yeah, so I guess I don't really name my poetry, so I'm just going to just read a couple that I have, and I hope that you guys like it.
Well, get right to it. The floor is yours.
All right. The first one I'm going to do is called Fly. All right. My wings are formed to fly away from the captivity of this life, the box where many choose to reside. Yet I fly high to atmospheres beyond the expected, constantly connected to the dream that someday will transform into realities. Eyes open and vision unblurred, mind focused and ambition superb. The drive to soar has become consistent, gliding effortlessly against adversity, pushing forward and overcoming the resistance. Sometimes I glance back to see how far I've come, but I look upward, facing the direction of the sun, rising higher and higher till I reach heaven's skies. Applauding myself for freedom is my prize. Okay?
Okay.
All right. That's the first one. Then this is another one. It's untitled. I haven't named it, so here's another one. My beating heart has become the drums, clinging to the melody of my soul. My thoughts have become the lyrics to my passion, and my emotions have transformed into a song filled with love. Only you can hear the magic being co-produced with the form memories and constantly mastered by truth and honor that is rightfully yours and mine, copywritten with fulfilled intent to love and cherish one another. My voice, which speaks to the masses, singing notes to ears that will hear, as they will watch with inspiration and dance to the rhythm of true love. Okay? And I have another one here. It's untitled. When you touch me, my mind is intoxicated with the drug of chemistry you supply that entwines with mine, the right formula to create wings and the ability to fly high with no plans of falling to the ground, but in your arms rather, dreaming while yet awake, a fantasy equivalent reality, sweet. What is this magic you possess with your eyes? The way you look at me causes everything in me to rise to the occasion of love, captured by this moment of gliding on a ride, high in a place that I have flew to be in your atmosphere. Okay. And I don't have any more poetry, but that's pretty much all I have. I know it's not practically 10 minutes, but
No, that's good.
Yeah, so
that's
I thought,
good.
You know, I said I would do it, and I hope that you guys liked it.
Yeah, I
so,
love it. Hey, what you think?
Definitely gets a thumbs up. I think the second one, because you said you didn't have, you didn't put a title on or give a name to it, but I think
mm-hmm.
the second one you should call My Beating Heart, because that's how you started off. So,
My Beating Heart.
You know, and you were talking about things, you were talking about love. You were talking about matters of the heart. So, you know, just think about it.
Yeah, definitely. Like, usually when I write my poetry, when I do my poetry, I just write, and whatever comes, you know, from my pen to the paper, it just comes out, and I don't really have a title for it. It just comes out for me. So hopefully, you know, I'm gonna name it The Beating Heart. You feel me? Like, I think that's a nice title for it. But I'm glad that you guys liked it.
Yeah, definitely does your work. So where can people catch up with you as far as social networking and, you know, see if they any of your other projects?
Oh, well, I have Facebook. You can add me on Facebook. My name is Janice L. Owens. You could, you know, find me on Facebook there. And I also have Twitter. My Twitter name is Niecy So Dope. Niecy So Dope. And I have Instagram also. It's Niecy So Amazing. So you guys pretty much get the gist of Niecy. Like, that's everybody calls me Niecy. So there you go.
Niecy the Dope Amazing.
All that. So that's where you can find me. And, yeah, you know, I'll accept everybody. And I'll have more projects and things coming up soon, hopefully, you know, God willing.
All right, that's
what
you
want to
give any shout-outs?
I want to give shout-out to Mr. Brooklyn Black himself for giving me the opportunity to come and, you know, bless the radio show with some of my, you know, writings and poetry and things like that. And then I want to give a shout-out to the San Francisco 49ers because we're going to the Super Bowl. And we're taking it all. I'm originally from Cali, so, you know, I got to represent my hometown.
Yeah, that's why you get a pass. You get a pass because you're really from Cali. You get a pass.
Definitely. So, you know, those are my shout-outs.
All right, well, thank you. Thank you so much for coming through. You know, you're free to hang around. We definitely got more show, more poets coming through. And who knows, you can probably network and link up with somebody and get some popping.
Awesome. Thank you again so much for the opportunity.
No doubt.
Okay.
All right. So, Ab, you here now. Everyone is all up in arms and shit about Beyonce lip syncing at the inauguration.
I knew you were going to say that shit. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, the simple fact that, okay, she put up, well, I don't know if it was Instagram pictures or whatever, because you know I'm not on Instagram, but she put up pictures of herself. She was holding the actual music and the words to the song, which I really don't understand at this stage. Again, everybody knows the song, even if you don't sing it in years. Once you hear the music going, you pretty much know what it is. But once you saw her there, you saw her with these engineers around, and you saw her with in the recording, you know, recording area with, you know, all the equipment and everything. Come on, that should have told you. First of all, they always do that. They always pre-record the national anthem just in case, you know, the sound system's messed up, the person is sick that day, voice cracking for whatever reason. So, I mean, it's really no big deal, and everybody anti-Beyonce. You know, people just make me sick. And
I just find it funny because, you know, she's from Texas. You know, everyone knows Texas is real patriotic, real Republican, real, yeah, we're from America.
But she's not a Republican, so she's a Democrat.
But she's from Texas.
And?
Like,
she's from Texas, but she's from Texas, but she has a black president. She's riding with him. She's going to ride with her president.
Yeah, I'll tell you, light-skinned people from Texas, man. I can't.
She likes the fact that the public oftentimes equates the Obamas as the power, the black power couple, and Jay-Z and her and Jay-Z as another black power couple. So, I mean, you know, look, who fucking cares? You know, it had nothing to do. I heard some silly shit about people think he should resign over the fact that she, you know, people are so fucking ridiculous. They really are. People make me sick, seriously.
Yeah, I'm definitely with you on that. Like, come on, you should resign off that. Like, come on, she's got caught slipping. But shout out to the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir. They held it down at the inauguration. They did the damn thing. So shout out to the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir. Yeah.
That's what's up. Oh yeah, that church downtown on 5th Street. Okay.
And also still going around, you know, there's more to this whole Manti T.O. imaginary girlfriend thing.
You know what? I mean, who wants to that? Is that like the ultimate catfish? Can that be considered a catfish? And I mean,
well,
people do it all the time. People have online relationships without ever meeting the person in person.
No. Right. But at least that person exists. This is what the person. She don't exist. It's all the figment of his imagination. Now. Now I see, you know, and now they're saying, oh, that he may be gay. So now he's, oh, I'm not gay. And he's fighting tooth and nail that this girlfriend's real. I say like this, if he's gay, fuck it, you know what I'm saying, come out and admit to it. If he's not, and he really does have a girlfriend, yo, produce the evidence.
He don't want to, he's not going to come out as gay for the simple fact that he does not want to hurt his chances. Allegedly, he's like a first-round draft pick or something like that. He's not trying to fuck that up. And I can't help but think, you know, when you're in the entertainment business, because sports is entertainment, you know, you can't help but think the things that go on are geared to generating more interest, to have people tuned in, to have people check it out. For the simple fact that they said they said Beyonce lip-synced at the inauguration. Guess what? When she does her show, halftime for the Super Bowl, now she got something to prove. You know, now she got something to prove. And people are going to be watching because they want to know if she's going to lip-sync again. So now, so there's no such thing as bad publicity for her right now or for this Monte Tio motherfucker.
Well, you know, that's just what it is. And it's just a whole bunch of, I don't know, because people have been doing it for the beginning of the time. They got the celebrity imaginary girlfriend, like, you know, they'll say, Kerry Washington, that's my boo. That's, you know, Kerry Washington ain't even meet a nigga.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's the same thing, but see, the thing about it is, Kerry Washington exists. She is an actual person.
Well, you know, from what I heard, the person's picture that was used and so on and so forth, that person is a real person, a live person that's not dead. And, you know, I don't know. I don't know. Ask me if I care.
You know, it's comical, you know what I'm saying? And shout out to the New York Knicks. Shout out to Carmelo Anthony. He got redemption last night. They won last night against the Boston Celtics, I guess. You know, there were no serial references made last night, you know, I guess. Garnett kept his trash talk to a minimum. You know,
well,
what I'm saying?
It was all fun and games. That was a situation that just went too fucking far. And like I said, Carmelo let that nigga step him off, get him off his square. You know, he fucked with his psychological, and once you got a motherfucker fucked up psychologically, then you basically got control of them. And that's what wound up happening. So I guess Carmelo had his head, you know, his mind in the right place. So shout out to the Knicks. Yes, I'm born and bred Brooklyn, but, you know, fuck the Knicks. I'm sorry. I'm gonna fuck. It's all about the Knicks.
I'm not saying fuck the Nets, but I'm not jumping on the bandwagon. You know what I'm saying? Cool, Brooklyn has a team, but I grew up a Knicks fan. You know what I'm saying? If Brooklyn started and they had a football team, you know what I'm saying? Unless they moved the Giants to Brooklyn or the Jets to Brooklyn, I would still be a New York Giants or New York Jets fan. But it is what it is.
I see it happening easy. I see it happening easy because, you know, Brooklyn is now, all of a sudden, everybody Brooklyn is the shit.
Well,
Brooklyn was always funky fresh. I don't know what these motherfuckers are talking about. Brooklyn was always the shit. Word up.
We got some more spoken word coming to you in a little bit. 347-857-4302 is the number. Shout out to everyone in the call queue, pardon me. Shout out to the 607. I'll see you guys. And we'll be right back.
New York City, give it up for my man, Keith Murray.
This one right here is for my grandfather, Mr. Hall. He passed away when I was incarceration. He raised me. It's called Man Child. Go like this. Yo, my grandfather used to tell me, this place ain't got nothing to offer you. Don't you see all the changes everybody going through? This family got problems and they do too. But everybody want to tell you what they think you should do. He said, watch them so-called friends and them girls too. Son, they do you like they did Jesus, crucify you. As he sat there in his chair looking out the window, I'm 13 thinking, when you can't get away, where do you go? Man, child, never had a chance to be young. Either you selling drugs or out there on the bench strung. For some, there's only two places to go, the morgue or the pen. For some, school is an option, entertainment's an ultimatum. Then they try to exploit you, discriminate you, use you as a tool, make money and live in luxury off of you. And we so confused, we want to believe in something. So they promise us the world and give us nothing. No matter how things change, they stay the same. For the struggle remains, and we wanted the same. The sun will shine, even when it rains. Just feel my pain. The death of a loved one reminds you of yourself, don't it? Yeah. Knowing you could be next at any given moment. Like Twine, I used to call him a brother of mine. His pops was a drunk and his mother was blind. He used to stay at my house in town. My moms didn't mind. We was just nickel and dime hustlers, wasting time. Living in the streets, targeted and forced to kill. Dualistically, we learned how to lie and steal. Gangsters of the future, modern day thug. Seemed like my whole childhood is covered in blood. Traveling a rough life in the eye of the storm. Now where they life stories tattooed on my arms. My cousin Cycle's grandmother passed away on April Fool's Day. This is real. And her funeral was on his birthday. Unreal. My man had four baby moms and two on the way. Tried to make a living for him. He passed away in vain. They tried to fuck my fame up. Tear my name up. They turn around and sue me and fuck my little bit of change up. Shit is real. Everything I'm saying is real. I knew it was going to be something like what happened to get me for some cream. I saw it in my subconscious world like a vision. At first, felt like a knife in the heart. But by nature, I continue to live out my part. As art imitate life and light imitate art. Don't respect the streets and they'll tear your ass apart. It's important that my understanding is understood. But it's more important that it's understood in the hood. And to all the females in the pen, stay strong. Any day in jail, girl, is a day too long. And for those who had to do what they did to slid, now they running like a fugitive, seeing the life they live. When I was young, I was put in the box, saw my step pops. He said, damn, boy, what you doing here? How much time you got? I said, pops, no matter how things change, they stay the same. For the struggle remains, and we one in the same. The sun will shine, even when it rains. Believe me when I tell y'all, I'll feel y'all pain.
Yeah, pregame radio. We're definitely back in the building. Spoken word going down. We got our next poet ready to go. Last four digits, 1436. You're live on air. Let the people know who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, my name is Tamara Gray, and I'm calling from Pleasantville, New Jersey. And the name of the poem I'm doing, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, the name of the poem I'm doing today is called Identify Yourself, or Can You?
All right, whenever you're ready.
I'm ready. A question hit me and puzzled my mind. Who is black and how is it defined? Does the color of my skin make me black to you? What if my parents were Spanish and Indian? Does that make your term black so true? Who is black and how is it defined? Who determined who's black and who determined that line? Is it the struggles that make me black or the color of my skin? Or was it because I like jazz? Was it my music I liked because I talk with so much hype? Does my project apartment matter in this equation? If you say it doesn't apply, then I will ask you why, and then add my skin color to complete the justification. But remember, my parents were Caucasian. Who is black and how is it defined? They say black is powerful, but what does that apply? Because to be black was different back in other times. And before you ask what that was to imply, think about back in slavery times. Sorry. But that all adds up back to previous lines. So does the struggle determine your classification? I am white. At least that's what I checked when applying to college to make sure I get in. But ask me on the streets and I say black to get more respect. Oops, another contradiction. But I have failed to mention. In suburb streets, they tell their kids to pay attention. Grab that purse saying crazy Dominicans. But I was born from the belly of an African-American descendant. Who was black and how was it defined? Does my hair texture have anything to do with it? Or is it because my pants hang off my hips? Now let's stop and take a look at the statistics. They see black and think drugs and guns. We get pulled over for being in areas outside of home. They say it's because we fit the description. But once again, there's a contradiction. Because if my skin color does not make me black, nor does my hair or my swag, if it's not my music I like or the way that I fight, my project home or the fact that my mother raised me alone, if it's not the struggles I went through, the constant police friction, then what the hell am I missing to give black a definition? Because last I checked, I bleed red just like you. So who are you to tell me I'm black when that word you define contradicted itself between every line? We've made ourselves blind, for black is not our classification. However, we accept it for justification to remind us of our history's nation. But ask me who I am, and I'll tell you, I'm an African-American. No need for justification.
Ooh, that was kind of powerful there.
Thank you.
Yeah, what are your thoughts on that one?
I liked it. Crazy. That was hot. That was, wow. That sort of reminded me of this poet. I don't know if anybody's familiar with her. She was real popular in the 80s. Her name was Sonia Sanchez, and she did a lot of powerful, you know, political, what's going on now, racially charged poetry. So it was along those lines. So that was real hot, sis.
Thank you. I was watching a segment, and a little girl, she was like 7 years old, and they asked her if she could be anything in the world, what would she be? And she said light skin, so she could be pretty because she was dark skin, and it just made me start writing because I just
wow.
Felt.
Wow. Well,
yeah,
but you know
that's
what
I said.
It's not that little girl's fault for the simple fact that nobody is teaching her that how she is perfectly fine. And unfortunately, we are bombarded with images of women that, you know, fair skin, wavy hair, and it's like if you not that, then, you know, you ain't attractive, which is horrible because you see how it's affecting our little girls.
That's what made me write.
Well, did you have another piece?
Yeah, I have one called Dreamer.
Whenever you're ready.
Okay, one second. Okay. I sit at home and count the days. I measure the stars and the sun rays, adding them up till my turn to shine, creating peace in everyone's mind. I do as I'm told and I never talk back. I have a lot of friends, though I don't fit in. I'm in college striving to reach my goals, taking everything with me that I was ever told. I let the negative be my motivation and the positive be my inspiration. I am a child of a destroyed generation, but I would not let that determine my destination. I am a dreamer of many nations. I am dreaming now, so please don't wake me. Dreaming.
Now, that was just real mellow right there. That was a nice one. I dug that one.
Thank you.
I know you like that one, right?
Yeah, definitely. I said it was a dream.
So, Tamara, let people know where they can catch up with you and follow you and everything.
Well, I actually just created a Twitter today, and you can follow me at _talentedYS for Young Star. And I have a Facebook, and my Facebook name is Tamara Gray.
All right, cool. Any shout-outs you want to give? You know, any high moms, anything like that?
I want to give a shout-out to Poetry and Lyrics because when that girl introduced me into her poetry group on Facebook, it just inspired me to write so much more.
Yeah, she's hot. I like her.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, Poetry and Lyrics is actually up next, so definitely everyone chill. she'll definitely be here. She, and I believe she's hitting us with some brand new joints tonight. So I'm definitely waiting. I'm expecting that. But Tamara, thank you so much for coming through.
Thank you for having me.
Definitely.
All right, of course, stick around. There's more coming up. All right?
Okay.
All right. Game Radio, spoken word, 347-857-4302. It's going down. Before we get into the next artist, let's take this caller real quick. They've been patient and listening to everybody. Last four digits, 1620. 1620, you're live on the air. 1620?
Yeah.
So what's going on, man?
What's good, man? I'm just, you know, saying, chiming in. So I just happened to look on the news feed, seeing you have poetry or whatever, and that's kind of how I started out. So I was just listening and haven't called in a while. Thought I should have made some love.
All right, so for those who don't know, this is Mr. New City, Cash for Go, Lucky Me.
If you're not
on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, you guys know who he is. Deals and Deals, 707 Lake Street, Elmira, New York. And you opened up another location, right?
Yeah, 707 Lake Street.
And you opened another one, right?
No, I got the clothing. It's going to be a clothing store. It's pretty much, I haven't really came up with a name. Probably something lucky me. Actually, it may just be Stop Talking Sexy clothing or something like that. But it's I got the dinghy net, sweaters and shirts coming real soon and stuff like that.
Okay, okay. So what's new coming from you, man? You got a what?
I have a bone to pick with you.
You have a bone to pick with me?
You're Instagramming me. I'm butt naked in the bed, you're Instagramming. You're Instagramming me. No, not for that. All jokes, that's all. It's all love. I do it for shock value anyway. But as far as like new things and stuff like that, just working on the music or whatever. I had a little situation up here. Me and Jay Hood was supposed to chop it up, and this kid that I had under me or whatever, Prince or whatever, kind of stole the idea and ran with it to another clip. And I spoke to Jay Hood today, and he's like, "Yo, look, I'm coming up there. Blah blah blah. We can chop it up." I was like, "What you coming up here for?" He's like, "Yeah, some other dudes hit me up." And they ended up doing a song with him and stuff like that, which is pretty grimy. But we moving forward, man. As far as new stuff, I've been chilling. More Ben Soda, Family Man. A lot of, if you haven't seen it, you know, I gave $1,000 out to kids for Christmas. The news did me dirty with that. I got arrested. Doug came up here, got arrested. Now I'm 3 bells. But for the most part, on the more positive side, I'm good. I'm still a business owner. Huh?
Nobody said no, but look, we got to get to the next poet who's about to come in straight, blaze the show. But if you want to give any shout-outs, you can go ahead.
Hey, shout-out to Group Home. Shout-out to you. Shout-out to you, sis. Brooklyn, stand up. New City, stand up. Y'all keep doing your thing.
All right, yo, enjoy your birthday, player.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, pre-game radio, spoken word is going down. Our next artist, poetry and lyrics in the building. Last four, 2353. You're live on air. What's going on?
What's up, Black? How you doing?
What's good? And how are you? How you living?
I'm pretty good, you know. Trying to take it easy. I've been doing a lot of shows up your way lately.
Yeah, and then you tell me, like, the day of, which is, you know, cool, but it's the day of.
No, I didn't do that on purpose, but I was kind of busy, so, like, at the last minute, I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm so sorry, but I'm in your hood.
just, you know, remember, give me notice for the next one, and, you know, definitely check it out.
True. All right, so I'm going to do something new for y'all, 2 new poems that I have, right? You've seen the movie South Central?
Of course.
Of course. Don't say of course, because not everybody's seen it. Like, you can think
everybody's Nah, you couldn't have came up in the 90s and not seen South Central.
I know a couple people that did see it, but we ain't going to put them on the list. But it's called OG Bobby Johnson, right?
And
it's coming from Nurse Betty's perspective. So, I wish I could capture you in a capsule and then pop you like a molly. Let him be my ecstasy, my cognac, the OG to my Bobby. If you pouring shots to him, make mine continuous. You know, my day was rather stressful. OG Bobby Johnson, huh, before or after prison. You know, I love a thug, but I'd rather be in love with a gentleman. Poetry is for my sensitive side. Lyrics is for the gangster in me. And is the peninsula on which they collide on my masterpiece. So fly, I mean dope. Shermhead, come get high with me. As long as I take care of my team and my seed, because they eat, sleep, live, bleed, and die for me. Since we're on the subject of kids, where's Jimmy? J-Rock, I'm going to beat you a little behind for stealing people's property. I know I ain't your mom, but it's obvious Carol ain't been on her job. She need to pay more attention to her man and her kid and less attention to those drugs. Or maybe she should just hook up with Loco and let Mr. Johnson and his son move on. Because turning tricks is wrong, but doing it in front of your child was a double no-no whore. Ray Ray might have approved it, but he ain't even a boss. He was just a nigga standing next to the nigga that was actually in charge. Then that nigga caught a charge, and Ray Ray decided to floss, thinking he was untouchable, but Bear was scratching without claws. I mean, paws. That's what happens when you got cats out here perpetrating like dogs. I mean, frauds. The realest dude on South Central had to be Brother Ali. He was the only one on there who had honor, who wasn't a fiend or gay. I mean, besides the OG and me. Allow me to introduce myself, DJ. My name is Nurse Betty. I already had met your BM, but as far as you, I haven't had the officially had the pleasure of your company. I'm off duty now. You should come with me, walk with me, talk with me, drink the buzz of my knowledge, an intelligent alcoholic with nonstop topics. I even taught your son manners, respect, and how to sit up properly. A model citizen, I can get you those much-needed legal options. I can be your relapse or your detox, Mr. OG Bobby Johnson. Give you a real family. Give you a chance to be a real daddy. Give you a real woman. Do all the things she never did and all the things she wouldn't. I'm sure it's not because she didn't want to. She was just weak-minded and couldn't. I'll take you out of South Central to Jersey. You still miss the hood? I'll take you to North Philly or Brooklyn. Get you a snapback and some Jordans. You need a new swag stat. Daddy, I'm on it. All the things you wish you could have did in your old life, we doing it. You got me synced out, pacing back and forth, fondling the air as I swallow. There was just way too much of you in the atmosphere to be bottled. I wish I could capture you in a capsule and then pop you like a Molly. Let him be my ecstasy, my cognac, the OG to my Bobby. If you pouring shots for him, make mine continuous. You know, my day was rather stressful. OG Bobby Johnson, huh? Before or after prison. You know, I love a thug, but I'd rather be in love with a gentleman.
Woo! And you just wrote that one, right?
Yeah. That was hot.
That was hot.
Yeah, I don't think it's ever been done. Honestly, I don't think it's ever been done. Somebody did a poem about a movie, you know, and just broke it down. Like, you just gave me a quick run through with the movie. For the rest of the weekend, I'm going to be telling niggas they tripping off Sherm.
All right, I have another one for you, right? Because I know I usually really don't write about love. So I took my love and I twisted it a little, so you got to bear with me. It's called Rocket.
Alright.
Let me hit you with this topic. You want me to go hard, soft, or you want me to rock it? Like liquid in the air with a vibration so real, not only can you feel it, you can see it. On contact, it is crystal clear. The bass drops, the water lifts up and drops tears, leaving a remix in its waves like a signature fierce. Hold up. This is where I switch gears and show off. I pause when I go from poetry to lyrics, so I don't have to say no homo. Two females, one body, two logos at a round table with three glasses and one cookie, an Oreo. Yet every cup on the counter is full, and every hand that this unbearable weight touches has pull. It shifts, it shapes, it grinds, it expands, but it does not break. It entices, it seduces, it stimulates. It is driven by destiny, but not held by by feet. If it touches your lips, you might melt like ice crashing onto the curves of my body while making love to my loved one's fire right next to a threesome called desire that I finger and fondle until we become an orgy. Destiny, desire, fate, love, faith, and poetry. Passionately going through these motions, dream chasing through life, these images I open, the idea of your memorabilia on my skin as I stroke. Still holding the essence of your wisdom in my throat, bathing in the abstract of your stomach image as I soak in these Dutch leaves, inhaling you like weed as I smoke. Choking on the tears of joy, please. Allow me to be more frank than coy, I-L-O-V-E, this boy. So I will protect this furry caterpillar before it dies. Then wait for my butterfly to emerge so that we may catapult into the sky. As a boy turns into a man, attempting to wind glide on sand because we are, will, and do fly. He guides, I drive. Everybody else is just here for the ride. with ears to envision what they cannot perceive. As we bleed, a love that spills onto ecstasy is erotic. Every inch of my body has been touched by pleasure to a point beyond imagination. Reality couldn't even measure the amount of times that I have sipped on his oar, slipped a love note into his pocket just to be torn up when he tears romance out of my sockets. With hands of an artist from some unknown island, he is exotic. I am his suspense, his thrill, his excitement. Through the image of this illusion of my core, he is literally forever enlightened. As he spreads his wings and we begin to raise the bar, from this distance, what you will see when we appear is stars. Look into us for direction when your navigations are lost, confused, and loose like an uncooked noodle in a cold sauce. Again, pause as I take a moment of silence to breathe again. Exhausted from the indulgence of a tasty sin, I teased myself as I treated my taste buds to him, and then he licked my ego and molested my pride. The rebirth of our ejaculation, temptation has died of satisfaction, revived, yet held captive like income. I taxed him just to be able to give him an extra bonus at the end of the day, call it income taxes, forever bonded to this body, as it commands a love that is relentlessly inside of me, gratifying my needs, intriguing my senses, breathless to my lungs. My chest, he leaves defenseless to his affection. Yes, I love him, and that is his strongest weapon.
Wow. Like, I was stuck on that, young friend. I was stuck after that, you know.
For a person that doesn't write about love often, you know what you really, you did excellent with this one. I can't tell that you don't usually write that way. You know, that was excellent. And I don't know who you were talking about, but girl, you got a love.
Yeah, I have a new love, you know. You kind of inspired.
Nothing like a little
funny.
So let us know what's next. Where you gonna be at next?
I'm actually gonna be in Burlington. I believe it's Burlington. Hold up, let me double check. I know I have a show right on the 31st, and I'm about to look at it right now. Wherever it just went on my computer. Yeah, the 31st of January, I'm gonna be with Mr. Todd Evans. This is so terrible. In Burlington, New Jersey. That's where I'm going to be.
All right, so Burlington, New Jersey, Get Ready Project and Lyrics is coming on the 31st to hit you in the head.
Yeah, but
I'll
also be at the Coffee Cafe in Philly on Valentine's Day.
Oh, wow. So you're going to be writing some more love poems, or you're just going to go and just hit them with the other stuff?
No, I'm going to be featured there for Valentine's Day, so I think I'm going to do nothing but love. I'll probably write a bunch of new poems just for them. So.
Okay, well, let the people know where they can keep up with you, where they can follow you and check out some more of your work.
Well, I'm everywhere. You name it, I'm there. YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, I'm everywhere. I blog a lot.
All right, so any shout-outs you want to give?
Yes, I want to give a shout-out to my label, The Roundtable. I love you guys. Y'all are awesome. And I want to shout-out everybody in Jersey, like the whole South Jersey movement who's doing it. I love y'all.
Oh,
God,
wait a minute. Did
doing.
You say South Jersey?
Oh, my God, yes, she
yes.
did.
That's who my cousin now. Shout-out to Willenboro. Hey, what's up, y'all?
Where did you think I was coming from? I'm straight out of Atlantic City, New Jersey, so shout-out the whole Atlantic
wow.
City.
Oh, that's what's up. I ain't know that. She worked right at the Burlington Mall. Hey.
I tell you. Paul Jean Lewis, thank you. And for those who may have caught the last bit or came in at any point during the performance, don't worry. She'll be back tomorrow.
That's what's
up. Hit us with some more stuff. So once again, Paul, thank you. As always, you come and you always just I can't
you.
Even word it.
Thank you. I love y'all. I can't wait till tomorrow. I'm going to have two new ones for y'all again tomorrow so y'all don't have to hear nothing old. Because I love y'all, and I miss y'all.
You love your old stuff, too. Don't worry. You could come and do whatever you want to do.
True. talk to y'all tomorrow. Y'all have a wonderful night.
You too.
You too.
Man, pre-game radio, spoken word. Once again, you know, I love when I put these together because everyone, you know, they come out whether they read or they just call in to listen. So, you know, shout out to Vita Library and also out of South Jersey. So shout out to you. Shout out to Selena holding it down in Houston, Texas. Houston, Texas. But shout out to Baltimore Sun. Shout out to everyone who's with me on All Bars Radio. Okay, Continental, Nikki Barbs. We'll be right back. We got some more, you know, spoken word for you. Spring Game Radio.
Cleopatra Jones.
And I'm still like that. 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 I'm still.
Seven and a crescent. Us cause a buzz when a nickel bets a dope. Him, that's my man with the asteroid belt. They catch a fizz from the Mr. Doodle Big. He rocks the teeth on the Brooklyn 9-6. The reverbs are slick like my gangster stroll. The lyrics just like me coming stats and rolls. You used to find the bug in a box with Dave. Now he boogies up your stage, plats twist the braids. And I'm peace like that. I'm peace like that. I'm peace like that. Move like that, I jive like that, I roll like that.
Yeah, I'm thick like that, I stack like that, I'm down like that, I'm black like that.
Yo, I funk like that, I'm fat like that, I'm in like that, cause I swing like that. We jazz like that, we freak like that, we zoom like that, we out, we out, we out.
We'll be right back.
Yeah, pregame radio, 347-857-4302. Brooklyn Black, Ab on the right. Y'all already know what it do. Shout out to every. What's up, son?
Do your shout out and then we'll talk about it.
I was just going to say, shout out to everyone that's on the check-in, you know what I'm saying? And shout out to everyone who's listening in, hitting me on Twitter, hitting me on Facebook, you know what I'm saying? Just thank you for rocking, you know what I'm saying? We're doing it again tomorrow, and I'm definitely trying to work on a set schedule for spoken words, so definitely just stay tuned. Ed, what's up?
Did you know that Blog Talk got this new shit now where every time you mute and unmute, you can hear it?
Yeah, it says muted, unmuted. Yes, I know. This is shit they emailed me.
When did this happen?
Does it matter?
Yeah, because I'm like, whoa, when the fuck? I don't like it. That shit is whack. Fuck you. You ain't got to know whether a person's muted or if you can't be heard, then you're muted, motherfucker. That's why you press one, so you could be in the host's queue. You know, all right, anyway, one thing I got to ask that I'm curious about, you know I don't listen to much of this skin game music. You know, I really just don't have a taste for it. But who, can you just give me a little history on who this Chief Keef person is?
I have no idea who the fuck Chief Keef is, to tell you the truth. Let's go to the phone lines. Last point, this is 1427. 1427, you're live on the air. Let people know who you are, where you're calling from.
Hey, what up? The name's Allie Easy Speaks, calling from out of AC.
Okay, South Jersey is just on the check-in today. What's good?
I got a piece for y'all. I was inspired by an ex-girlfriend of mine. She tried it, so I thought I'd share it with the rest of the world.
Okay, go, you know, floor is yours. Knock yourself out.
I will. You never had time to make time, but you found time for the bullshit, see? And now that you did that, you have no time for the real shit, talking about me wasting your time because you did not want to deal with it. Well, now, my dear, I'll have time to let you know what the deal is, see? Anytime you was with her, you are really kissing my lips, and not the ones on my face, but the ones below my hips. And you called yourself cheating, but you failed to realize that then I was forever winning from the beginning, because consistently, like I said, I was winning. Talking about some, can we chill, you know, just be friends to that end. I said, oh, hell no. Hell no, I won't be your side, John, and fuck being a young dip. Hell no, you cannot caress me, and I discovered recently that you clearly ain't shit. And now I do not want you anymore, so hop the hell off my heels, and I am no longer feeling you to kick it like this. So just a few days ago, you acted like you were gaga in love, but then you turned around your home, told your homies that I was just a quick fuck. Well, sheesh. Too bad your stroke game sucked, but it's all good because I have removed myself from your equation. You minus me equals nothing, my friend. You ain't shitting. You called yourself cheating. Let her know that she's still kissing my lips well. So hell no, we cannot work it out, and hell no, I do not care to understand. Bitch, fuck no, we cannot save you the last dance because I gave you, and you had your chance. You ruined it. So in my world, I will now say hell yes. Hell yes, I'm happy without you, and hell yes, I do not need you. Last time you spoke, you said, quote unquote, you'll never find sex like mine. So I decided to whisper back to you, P.S. My 10 fingers did me just fine.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that was
you just
straight
her ass
to the point.
Yeah, you choose her ass up. Lousy bitch, what she did.
That was like, hot. Yeah, that was just like a knife to the heart real quick.
A little bit of that Scorpio action.
All right, what was that? You want to give any shout-outs?
Yeah, I got to give a shout-out to my little sister who just hit y'all airways, to Mary Gray. I just want to know
okay.
She did a thing. And her friend poetry and lyrics, she's such a wordsmith. I give all respect to her.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and both will be in the building again tomorrow starting at 10:50, so definitely call in, log on. Not something you want to miss. You know, Poetry and Lyrics just said she's dropping two brand new ones, so
yeah,
you don't want to miss it. You never don't want to miss it. But thank you for calling in. I appreciate it.
You're more than welcome.
All right, have a good night. That's what's up. He was just calling and just starting to spit. Hey, yo, I got something for you. That's
hot.
That's exactly what it is. It's keep going. Last four digits, 8668. What's going on? You're live on pregame radio. Let the people know who you are, where you're calling from.
Hi, I'm Camilla Cove from Atlantic City, New Jersey. And
it's just Jersey night here today.
Yeah, Jersey. Where is that? Okay. The piece I'll be doing is called Birth of Life Isn't Always Right. Okay. Let's talk about the day she was born. March 9th, 95, just a baby, laying in her mom's arms. No, wait, let's take it back to before all that. When her mother was conceiving, a young black woman giving birth, but was on crack, so this unborn child wasn't breathing. Her father, he too, ended the sea of black, a young man you could find hanging on the street with a 40, on top of being strung out on crack. Him, oh, you wouldn't dare find him step foot in the hospital while this poor child was being brought into the world. He said it was because he had warrants and the cops would find him. But if he could, he would have been. Yeah, he would have been. If only this female, a mother on crack, lying in bed with a black eye and swollen lips. Let I remind you, her baby father was the same man that did it. This baby, now in this world, having withdrawals from crack, not breathing because her mother's ribs were cracked, and this child's father was to blame. It wasn't the cops that kept him from the hospital. It was his low-down, dirty shame. He had hurt not one but two people that shared the same last name. Now let's skip up a few months. Living in a development called Chelsea Heights, I do believe it was, filled with nothing but crackheads, drunks, hood rats, and wannabe thugs, let alone this place that this new baby called home, lied a violent father, crazy mother, two sisters, three brothers, minus one. This crying baby father wouldn't feed or change her diapers because his first child was supposed to be his first son. Yeah, that's all.
Ooh. Okay, yeah. Okay. That was definitely an interesting piece there. Yeah. What was your thoughts on it?
Take care of your kids.
Yeah, take care of your kids.
Right. Take care of your kids. If you don't want to have kids, wrap your tool. I say it every show.
Wrap it twice if you're not going to do right.
That was hot. So you want to give any shout-outs, blast your Facebook, your Twitter, Instagram, whatever?
Yeah, my Facebook, you can find me on Facebook, Camille Ashante. You can follow me on Twitter at _dopetweets, Instagram at itsmillie. Shout-outs to, my mother. Without her, even though we've been through our struggles, that would be nothing. Sheena Howerton Tiller, I love her to death, my godmom. Also, my two older sisters who just did their piece, Tamara Gray and Alicia Gray.
Mm-hmm. That's what's up.
And to all the up-and-coming poets.
That's what's up. I definitely appreciate you coming through. And like I said, we definitely got another one coming up tomorrow, so definitely hit me up if you want to get down on that one.
Of course.
And we'll definitely keep in contact. Once again, thank you for calling in.
No problem. Thank you.
All right. Have a good one.
You too.
Wow. South Jersey. Shout out to Jersey, man.
I really think that we, need to maybe take a trip out there and check our folks out. I mean, it's one thing to have them here on the show, but it's another thing to really go out and support them. So this would be a good reason for me to go and see my cousin Aisha. I know you listening. I love you.
Okay.
And we can go out there and check out these folks because apparently this is like the poet mecca out there in South Jersey. So
That's what's up. Y'all keep calling.
Most definitely. Pregame Radio 347-857-4302. We go take a quick break, pay some bills, calm down, because, you know, all this poetry, all these words, you know, got to calm down, you know, a little hype for a second, but we're going to chill out.
Oh, Brooklyn Black, you need pictures to go with the words.
Right. Yeah, you see how they trying to just, like, you know, throw a nigga on the ropes, put him on Front Street. You know what I'm saying?
Because I'm the only one that could do it, son. Nobody else better try it. All right? So that's how that go. I can mess with you, but nobody else can.
It is what it is. Free game radio. Still some more spoken word. Got a little bit of show left, so let me make it entertaining for y'all. 347-857-4302. Oh, $50 baller night at Maracas on 123rd and Jamaica Avenue, Jamaica, Queens. So get there. I already know the lines are long, $50 bottles, you know what I'm saying? It gets packed quick. And we'll be right back.
When I became a man, I put away childish things. But before I became a man, I didn't always fit the shoes of a king. I was a child trying to find his way. And the toys I played with kept my eyes occupied and left my mind in a lustful, boyish frenzy. And my playmates had long legs, short skirts, and soft skin. And they cared enough to lie down and wallow with me often. Jezebel turned out to be my very best friend. I'd look in her eyes before ever seeing the sunrise, every time I paid her a visit and slept in. Before I became a man, I saw how God made Adam from dust. So likewise, I tried to make love out of lust. I didn't know any better. I was taught by example, let your mouth spit game, but never let your heart say much. I treated his daughters like beauty pageant contestants, and there would be zero return on their investments, and Proverbs 31 was never a criteria for my selections. Mind you, this was before I became a man. This was about the time that I took notes from a father figure who really didn't know how to be a father, go figure. About the time that mom was a punching bag because he was too afraid to take his frustrations out on the world instead by simply enduring affliction. Yet, during addiction, he could go 12 rounds against the most violent screams of, "Stop! Stop!" And he was undefeated. He always won. And I would stand in plain sight, hoping Daddy sees. Because all I could say at the time was, "Daddy, please. Mom didn't deserve what she got just because she didn't satisfy Daddy's needs." Before I became a man, I would unlock Daddy's curse, free myself, and throw away Daddy's keys. I allowed anger to set up a construction company inside. And bitterness never rested. It left no time wasted. And whether Daddy loved me or not, all I could regurgitate was hatred. I became allergic to showing any form of compassion. Before I became a man, I was much shorter. Not just in height, but in spiritual insight. Because I never had a picture, nor did Pixar ever have a film to show me what God's man really looked like. But when I became a man, I learned how to love God right back. And even though I'm good at falling short of the glory, I reflect on my story, and through my praise, I'll self-publish a testimony. When I became a man, I learned how to cry. Because I'm not ashamed of my tears, neither will my fears muffle the groaning in my spirit. Since I became a man, I'm no longer afraid of the dark. I'll wrap my fingers around James 5:16, confess,
pray and heal my heart, I've discovered that there are medicinal qualities down the corridor of introspection. When I became a man, I learned how to love her. My Esther, my Ruth. I learned to honor her like she was Jesus' mother, because one day she'll be pregnant with the seed that will transport my legacy, so that my God and my name would both have longevity even after they bury me. I couldn't love her before because I wasn't able. My insecurities and my perfectionism had me looking at the next best player, checking in at the scorer's table. How could I possibly be her covering as an umbrella with holes in it? But I learned to love her like I ought to, because I want him to be my father and my father-in-law, since that's his daughter. When I became a man, I learned to love my brother. I'll share my heart, my hug, and my hallelujah. Because a hug and a hallelujah without my heart leaves room for his spirit to respond, "I never knew you." I became a man so that until he became a man, he can see and name a man who picked up the gospel, 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 and put the toys away. When I became a man.
What if I told you Jesus came to abolish religion? What if I told you voting Republican really wasn't his mission? What if I told you Republican doesn't automatically mean Christian, and just because you call some people blind doesn't automatically give you vision? I mean, if religion is so great, why has it started so many wars? Why does it build huge churches but fails to feed the poor? Tell single moms God doesn't love them if they've ever had a divorce, but in the Old Testament, God actually calls religious people whores. Religion might preach grace, but another thing they practice, tend to ridicule God's people, they did it to John the Baptist. They can't fix their problems, and so they just mask it, not realizing religion's like spraying perfume on a casket. See, the problem with religion is it never gets to the core. It's just behavior modification, like a long list of chores. Like, let's dress up the outside, make it look nice and neat. But it's funny, that's what they used to do to mummies while the corpse rots underneath. Now I ain't judging, I'm just saying, quit putting on a fake look. Because there's a problem if people only know that you're a Christian by your Facebook. I mean, in every other aspect of life, you know that logic's unworthy. It's like saying you play for the Lakers just because you bought a jersey. See, this was me too, but no one seemed to be on to me. Acting like a church kid while addicted to pornography. See, on Sunday I'd go to church, but Saturday getting faded, acting if I was simply created to just have sex and get wasted. See, I spent my whole life building this facade of neatness, but now that I know Jesus, I boast in my weakness. Because if grace is water, then the church should be an ocean. It's not a museum for good people, it's a hospital for the broken. Which means I don't have to hide my failure, I don't have to hide my sin. Because it doesn't depend on me, it depends on him. See, because when I was God's enemy, and certainly not a fan, he looked down and said, "I want that man." Which is why Jesus hated religion, and for it he called them fools. Don't you see, so much better than just following some rules? Now let me clarify. I love the church, I love the Bible, and yes, I believe in sin. But if Jesus came to your church, would they actually let him in? See, remember, he was called a glutton and a drunkard by religious men. But the Son of God never supports self-righteousness, not now, not then. Now back to the point, one thing is vital to mention. How Jesus and religion are on opposite spectrums. See, one's the work of God, but one's a man-made invention. See, one is the cure, but the other's the infection. See, because religion says do, Jesus says done. Religion says slave, Jesus says son. Religion puts you in bondage, while Jesus sets you free. Religion makes you blind, but Jesus makes you see. And that's why religion and Jesus are two different claims. Religion is man searching for God. Christianity is God searching for man. which is why salvation is freely mine and forgiveness is my own. Not based on my merits, but Jesus' obedience alone. Because he took the crown of thorns and the blood dripped down his face. He took what we all deserve. I guess that's why you call it grace. And while being murdered, he yelled, "Father, forgive them. They know not what they do." Because when he was dangling on that cross, he was thinking of you. And he absorbed all your sin and he buried it in the tomb, which is why I'm kneeling at the cross saying, "Come on, there's room." So for religion, no, I hate it. In fact, I literally resent it. Because when Jesus said, "It is finished," I believe he meant it.
Pre-game radio, 347-857-4302. We're going to conclude the spoken word for tonight. But, you know, we still got a show left, so, of course, I'll be hanging out with some music. And I guess me and Ed, we're going to find out exactly who the hell this Chief Keef person is.
Son, I have two requests, actually. I would like to hear some MC Light. You know, that's my girl. Oh, congratulations to her. She just got, she was honored at some inauguration thing they had last week sometime. So I definitely want to give a shout out to her for that. That's my girl, MC Light, always. Greatest female rapper all time. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. MC Light is number one to me. So I would like to hear some MC Light. And for some odd reason, I haven't been able to get Mobb Deep Shook Ones out my head. That's just been like off and on in my head all day. So can you play that too?
All right, so we're going to take it to Brooklyn, and then we're going to go right to Queens. Shout out to everybody in Queens. I see you guys. Guys, hit me on the check. And shout out to Esco, a.k.a. Esco Lion. Shout out to Chico. Shout out to Charge, the homie Lem. All my peeps out in Queens. Jamaica, Bayside, stand up. We'll be right back.
I met him in a club hanging out one night. He said, "Hello, I'm George. Hi, life. How's everything going, huh? How you doing? Hope everything's fine. Ooh, and can I call you? I would have to solve them, cause shorts look good, damn good. And if I didn't, some other girl would. In my mind, I hope for the best, convincing myself that this was not a test. Cause I heard many things about Georgie, nothing kinky, like no orgy. I heard he knows how to make a love, like an angel from the heaven above. Who was I kidding? I'd give him a try, cause life needs love too, and that ain't no lie. Keep your ears open, hope that you're listening, cause I'm about to take you on a Georgie Porgie mission. I gave him the number, I saw it in his eyes. He gave me the number, I'm surprised. Good conversation over the phone. He began to comfort me whenever I was alone. George was sweet, so nice and so neat. With any other guy, he didn't have to compete. George was mature, he made sure that he was the only man I'd ever adore. Girl, have you ever had a friend that you get with every now and then? I know for a fact George had a lot of girls, spread out from state to state around the world. As long as he was smart and kept his girls in check, made sure I never saw them and showed me respect. He didn't have to be loyal like men should be. I don't care about the other girls, just be good to me. But if I ever saw one, that would be the end. He couldn't kick the storyline if she was just a friend. The girls, I didn't care if I don't lie. Because George, he was used to making young girls cry. Use your head. Drive while you're drunk and you'll kill yourself dead. We begin to argue. Bad words were
check it out. MC and my people call me Milk. When I'm busting up a party, I feel no guilt. Milk is cutting up for the suckers that down with me. The one of us, that's how I feel. To be down, you want the peel. To the two, we're rated R. We're gifted and we're going far. Down the road to the bank. While I'm here, I'd like to thank Mom and Dad, they knew the time. Tea is flashing, light is rhyming. Milk is chilling, light is chilling. What more can I say? Top villain, that's what we get. Got it good, since you understood. Would you stop scheming and looking hard? I got a great big bodyguard, so step up if you wanna get hurt. Milky's on a pull this skirt. I get money, money I got. Some call me honey if they feel real hot. That's how it is, you can ask his. I stole your nigga while you was in prison. Jail for MC assault. You was jealous, it's all your fault. Milk is chilling, blood is chilling. What more can I say? Top villain, that's what we get. Got it good, since you understood. Would you clap your hands, you clap. If your girl's out of place, it's your girl I slap. And if you're dumb, you ask why. I am from bed, do or die. MC Light, Light CMC. I got a brother and his name's Milk D. Milk is chilling, Light is chilling. What more can I say? Top villain, that's what we get. Got it good, since you understood. Would you bite a rhyme if you dare? I get the paper so I don't care. My contributions to this jam is confusing because I am Milk D, said it all the way. The super easy body is MC, okay? Yes, I'm down, down by law. Milk is D, down is he. Shooter at the top is where we'll be. The place was packed when we toured. Girl, come in, you won't be bored. Milk is chilling, Light is chilling. What more can I say? Top villain, that's what we get. Got it good, and since you understood, would you do a dance? Dance the two. If you can dance, it's easy to do. This dance is on and on and on.
Yeah, this one's for Queens.
Move it up, son. Word.
Yeah, to all the killers and the $100 billers.
Yo, I got my phone.
For real, because you ain't got no feelings.
I got this. Watch my back. I got your front.
Check it out, man. I got you stuck off the realness. We be the infamous, you heard of us. Official Queensbridge murderers. Tomorrow comes equipped for warfare. Beware of my crime family who got enough shots to share. For all those who want to profile and pose, rock you in your face, stab your brain with your nose bone. You all alone in these streets, cousin. Every man for himself in his land. We be gunning and keep them shook crews running like they supposed to. They come around but they never come close to. I can see it inside your face. You're in the wrong place. Cowards like you just get their whole body laced up with bullet holes and such. Speak the wrong words, man, and you will get touched. You can put your whole army against my semen. I guarantee you it'll be your very last time breathing. Your simple words just don't move me. You're minor, we major. You're all up in the game and don't deserve to be a player. Don't make me have to call your name out. We cool as featherweight. My gunshots will make you levitate. I'm only 19, but my mind is older. When the things get for real, my warm heart turns cold. Another nigga deceased, another story gets told. It ain't nothing really. And yo, done sparked in Philly. So I could get my mind off these yellow back niggas. While they still alive, I don't know, go figure. Meanwhile, back in Queens, the realness and foundation. If I die, I couldn't choose a better location. When the slugs penetrate, you feel a burning sensation. Getting closer to God in a tight situation now. Take these words home and think it through. Or the next rhyme I write might be about you. Son, they shook. Cause ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. Scared to death, but scared to look, they shook. Cause ain't no such thing as halfway crook. Scared to death, but scared to look. Living the life that is diamonds and guns. There's numerous ways you can choose to earn funds. Some get shot, locked down, and turn nuns. Cowardly hearts, they're straight up shook ones.
Shook ones.
Hey, the crook, son.
He just shook ones.
by the light. Do it so much to got you, trust, safeguard on my life. Ain't no time for hesitation, the only leads to incarceration. You don't know me, there's no relation. Queensbridge, MC, don't play. I don't got time for your petty thinking, my son, I'm bigger than those. Claiming that you pack heat, but you're scared to hold. And with the smoke clear, you be left with one of your dome. 13 years in the projects, my mentality is what, kid? You talk a good one, but you don't want it. Sometimes I wonder, do I deserve to live? Or am I going to burn to hell for all the things I did? No time to dwell on that, cause my brain reacts. Front if you want, kid, lay on your back. I don't fake that, kid, you know I bring it to your life. Stay in a child's place, kid, you out of line. Criminal mind, thirsty for recognition. I'm sipping, E and J got my mind flipping. I'm bucking, digging my ways out of hope for hustling. Get that loot, kid, you know my function. As long as I'm alive, I'm a live illegal. And once my kid on, I'm putting on my peoples. React with lyrics like Max and hit. You don't know when I roll up the beat, go sleep because I'm free.
This ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. Scared to death, and scared to look, they shook. This ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. Scared to death, and scared to look, they shook. This ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. Scared to death, and scared to look, they shook. This ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. Living the life that is bombs and guns. The numerous ways you can choose to earn funds. Some get shot, locked down, and turn guns. Cowardly hearts that straight up shook one, shook one. He ain't a crook, son. He's just a short one.
Everything in LA ain't always what it seems. You might get fooled if you come from out of town, cause we come from Queens to get down. LA, LA, big city of dreams, but everything in LA ain't always what it seems. You might get fooled if you come from out of town, cause we come from Queens to get down.
Jose Luis gotcha, golden guns in time, fool. General Emmanuel, rock and morale, government out to get me, trying to stick me. Yeah. Yo, the guard study swiftly, Indian style, knees bent, hands together, regulate, drop a cake in like East State, money to make first of the month, son, chopped away, break the law, and got a score like before,
yeah.
Armageddon, Mary Street, smoke wedding,
yeah.
Invest Teddy. Shop
is freezing, ready. My crew in the front, got a lock. My lobby is in the back, got the gas. So we true to this black. 4-4 life support. 1-2 the dome, lubricate your thoughts. Black mask on the ride to avoid up north. Jeopardize my freedom, blink out when I see him. But 9 out of 10, this wouldn't want to be him. Robbing for his cash and spending like Batium. Hey yo, this rap shit is ill. Can you make mad dough, but still hit your crew off to the slink grill. Show some love, kid. Ain't no selfish shit here.
LA, LA, big city of dreams, but everything in LA ain't always what it seems. You might get fooled if you come from out of town, cause we coming from Queens to get down. LA, LA, big city of dreams, but everything in LA ain't always what it seems. You might get fooled if you come from out of town, cause we coming from Queens.
I'm in too deep, losing sleep, I can't call it. In love with this drug, this shit loyal and all for it. What's in this gonna do with no cash at 22? Take it or find out the best way to make it fast. My man's raking camp, I'm being lieutenant. I'm in it to win it, so it might just take a minute to gain grand. Put my game plan in action, ways to make it happen. Today's to get to Jackson once the wave comes. I'm out of state, triple sums, set out my funds. I got guns to cripple sons, what's the use of heat? With no dough to flee the street, court a case with no choice to end your dead meat. Legal aid type of router, have you shipped in greens? Stand down for a lawyer, now split your cream. Game is deeper than the sea itself. Agile moves to make fragile crews deflate under pressure. Take it to the next measure, with all pleasure. A sad treasure, cheddar, a legal life forever.
Yeah, all together, like a butter soft leather. Been on this planet for 25 years and still strong. The world's rotting like the veins in my father's arm. I remain calm, study Islam, read the Torah. World going in flames like Sodom and Gomorrah. And it's dried up, laying in the box from the virus. Commercial thugs try to baguette at the lobbies. This life of crime, only with shine. Real survivors, y'all halfway in them. I advise you not to try this, so brace yourself before you get yourself laced. We up with the sick Arabic scar face. La illa ha illa la illa la. You're fucking with the God, that's Kumar as Duval. Official, my missile rips through your bone bristle. While you sneak deep in the get locked and blow the whistle for the jig. My mouthpiece remains my nuke. Team made my bail, scoop me up in the Lex Coupe. Now I'm out, back to the galaxy of queens. In between the crime scenes, serving fans like fiends.
Pre-game radio, spoken word night. Once again, shout out to Tamara, Alicia, that whole clan, South Jersey, talented and gifted. Definitely, shout out to y'all. Also, tune in tomorrow. Shout out to Janice also, who opened up spoken word. Tune in tomorrow. We got, of course, more poets. We got poetry and lyrics and Tamara Gray also tomorrow. So if you missed them tonight, you can definitely catch them tomorrow. And, hey, you can always just play back the link, which will be blasted on Facebook and Twitter in a few minutes. You know, I just want to give, like I said, give shout out to everyone who called in, all of the pregame staff who went in and tried to book poets and everything, to everyone who helped out. Big shout out to you guys. Big, big shout out to the weather, man. It's been a foam bit of cold up here in New York, so definitely bundle up. If you're going out to, I don't know how people go out to the club. Like, I'll just get a bottle and stay at the crib. But more power to y'all. Just be safe. You know what I'm saying? The roads is icy and slick. So, designated driver, take a cab. You know what I'm saying? Hey, take the train. You know, what's happened on the 6th train lately. You know, you never know what you will see or what can happen on the train. So, you know, that may be just some extra to add to your story of an epic weekend. All right. But as always, fellas, don't be a fool, wrap your tool, ladies, don't fall for the scam, protect your clan, arrive alive, all right, don't drink a job, just be safe, and keep pre-gaming. Hey, baby, shout-outs before we get out of here.
I want to shout-out my mama, whom I love so much. I want to shout-out my sisters, Chance, Giselle, Chantel. I want to shout-out everybody who called in this evening and shared their poetry with us. It was definitely dope. We appreciate it. I want to shout out also the other pregame staff members. Let me see. I want to shout out my neighbor June, who will walk 5 miles to get me something from the store, no matter what the weather is. Shout out to June. Shout out to Dave, the nigga that be making me coffee in the morning when I'm too lazy to make Bustelo. And, shout out to you for playing that top billing, son. Yo, I lost my mind in here for a few minutes and shit. I'm tired. I was dancing. I'm like, wow. So, shout out to you for that. You know, that's our anthem. That's our theme song. So, it is what it is. And shout out to the L that's about to get smoked.
And with that being said, for those who gun smoke your L's, light them. For those who are about to get their drink on, got something for y'all. Like I said, be safe. See y'all tomorrow. Spoken word part 2 goes down. And we out of here. Be safe. And I'll catch y'all next time. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. I think my MySpace is still popping. I'm still trying to hack into my MySpace, but
LinkedIn,
it is what it is.
Tagged MySpace, Booking Black is everywhere.
All right. You guys have a good night. Love y'all. Peace.
Hold up. shot.
Frank.
Sit down.
Frank.
Stand up.
Frank.
Pass out.
Frank.
Wake up.
Frank.
Faded.
Frank.
Faded.
Frank.
Now I done grew around some people living their life in bottles. Granddaddy had the golden flask, backstroke every day in Chicago. Some people like the way it feels, some people want to kill their sorrow. Some people want to fit in with the popular, that was my problem. I was in a dark room, loud tunes, looking to make a vow soon that I'ma get fucked up, filling up my cup. I see the crowd move, changing by the minute, and the record on repeat. Took a sip, then another sip, then somebody said to me, nigga, why you babysitting? Only two or three shots. I'ma show you how to turn it up a notch. First you get a swimming pool full of liquor, then you dive in it. Pool full of liquor, then you dive in it. I wave a few bottles, then I watch them all fly. All the girls wanna play, they watch. I got a swimming pool full of liquor, and they dive in it. Pool full of liquor, I'ma dive in it.
Hold up.
Frank.
Headshot.
Frank.
Sit down.
Frank.
Stand up.
Frank.
Pass out.
Frank.
Wake up.
Frank.
Faded.
Frank.
Faded.
Frank.
Okay. Now open your mind up and listen to me, Kendrick. I'm in your conscience. If you do not hear me, then you will be history, Kendrick. I know that you're nauseous right now, and I'm hoping to lead you to victory, Kendrick.
If I take another one down, I'ma drown in some poison, abusing my limit. I think that I'm feeling the vibe. I see the love in her eyes. I see the feeling of freedom is granted as soon as the damage of vodka arrived. This how you capitalize. This is parental advice. And apparently, I'm over-influenced by what you are doing. I thought I was doing the most that someone said to me.
Nigga, why you babysitting? Only two or three shots. I'ma show you how to turn it up a notch. First you get a swimming pool full of liquor, then you dive in it. Pool full of liquor, then you dive in it. I wave a few bottles and I watch them all fly. All the girls wanna play, they watch. I got a swimming pool full of liquor and they dive in it. Pool full of liquor, I'ma dive in it.
Hold up.
Frank.
Headshot.
Frank.
Sit down.
Frank.
Stand up.
Frank.
Pass out.
Frank.
Wake up.
Frank.
Faded.
Frank.
Faded.
Frank. Frank.
Initiating shutdown sequence.